Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, mamas, welcome to Between Us Moms. As always, we're so glad you're here to spend 30 minutes with us when you can be doing literally anything else. So we're glad to have you. We're going to dive right in. Katie, hit us with your cliff notes.
Okay. This is big for us. Kaya is almost 10 months old and has never been sick until a few days ago. I still am unclear as to what is going on. So let me explain. Okay. Today is Monday. The episode goes live Tuesday. Okay. So on Thursday around like 2 o'clock, I want to say, she was just acting really fussy and I felt like I should take her temperature. So I took her temperature and she had 100.6 fever. So I freaked out. I know that that's low now in talking to the pediatrician and talking to other moms, but I've never seen her with a fever before. So I call the pediatrician and they're like, I was like, do I need to bring her in? And they're like, no, that's a low fever. They kind of explained what to do, put her in like a loose onesie, don't have her all bundled up despite all the old wives' tales, give her some Tylenol, monitor her, et cetera, et cetera. So I gave her some Tylenol. She like falls asleep right in my arms. They said to do like a cold compress. So I did that and she just like slept on me. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's just like heartbreaking to see your baby not doing well, right? It's the worst thing on the planet. So then she slept, woke up a couple hours later and she was sprightly as ever, bouncing off the walls, jumping in her jumperoo, crawling all over the floors. Like she does this little screeching thing when she gets excited, doing that. And I was like, is she okay? Like what's going on? The fever seemed to like subside. And then, later that night, her fever came back a little bit. And I was like, what is going on? So then I'm like, maybe she was just teething, which now I think is what was going on because she has now 2 extra teeth that have fully poked through. So she has 4 teeth. Fast forward to this weekend. So she's been fine. And then last night she threw up in her crib after we put her down. And I was like, maybe it's because she ate. So she really likes turkey meatballs.
And pasta.
Yeah. She's an Italian at heart. And so we cut them up like really tiny and she was like scarfing it down like with her broccoli last night. And I was shocked. I was like, what is like, she doesn't ever like scarf food like that. I was like, maybe she really likes these turkey meatballs and maybe she really likes this broccoli today. So we put her down at her bedtime around like 6:45 ish. And we heard her kind of like fussing and crying. We go and check on her and she threw up. And we're like, what is going on? Check her fever. She has like a very, very slight fever, like 100.1 or something. And we're like,
which technically is not a fever for a baby.
Right.
100.4 is a fever for a baby.
So we were like, what the heck is going on though? It's still warmer than she normally is. And then she kind of started coughing a little bit, like a very minor cough. And we're like, is she sick? But then sometimes I'm like, is she fake coughing? Because now she knows that we kind of like rush to her when she coughs. I like that you're nodding because you
This yeah, I know. All this is so familiar.
So we give her a little bit more. I gave her some water, and then I give her a little bit more milk, put her back down. She did wake up throughout the night more than she normally does. Like, she normally sleeps through the night, but last night she was up at like 11, I think, gosh, around like 1:30 or so. And Jason first heard her on the monitor. And then I was like, what? I was kind of like groggy. And I was like, what's going on? So then I went in there and kind of like took over and kind of rocked her back to sleep. And then she was totally fine until about like 5:30 this morning, same thing. But now this morning, she like wouldn't really drink any milk. She wouldn't really take any water. She was like hitting the bottles away from me, hitting her sippy cup away from me, but also a burst of energy and like wanting to crawl everywhere, play with toys. And I'm like, what the F is going on? Do we need to call the pediatrician again? But are they going to just be like, lady, you don't need to come in here. This is normal. So that's what's going on.
So first of all, I think we jinxed Kaya, because literally Thursday morning when we were recording the podcast, you said she's never been sick. And I said, yeah, that was like Dylan. She didn't get her first, you know, fever sickness until later because they have nannies and they're not in daycare. They're not around other kids. We're pretty, you know, isolated-ish. Like, we're not bringing home all the germs or anything. And then a couple hours later, you're like, she has a fever. And I was like, fuck, we totally jinxed her. So I want to apologize. I feel like we did this to your daughter, but also you were really scared. And any mother who has a child has been through that first fever fear. And I told you, I remember Dylan's like it was yesterday because it was late at night. She spiked a really high fever and her feet and hands were on fire and she was miserable. And I remember I was sobbing because I was like, what do we do? Babies just get these high fevers that to us as adults feel like, oh my God, she's gonna die. She's gonna have a seizure. Cause that does happen. If babies have too high of a fever, they have a seizure. That's happened to a friend of mine. So your mind goes to the darkest place, but you had mentioned her teeth that same day. And I was like, I bet she's starting to get molars in or like something's popping up, which could also be why she's refusing food. But that first sickness is so hard on the parents because you just feel helpless. And let me tell you, I had our LA pediatrician on speed dial. And when we moved, I'm pretty sure he had some kind of like party celebration because I was... It's like a concierge pediatrician. It was very bougie. And I was using that speed dial number like I'm paying you for access. So I call. The thing is always call because then at least you have peace of mind from a pediatrician, not your friend Hallie on the other line of, you know, your entertainment journalist friend. It's coming from a medical professional, but she's fine. Don't worry. Yeah,
I think she's fine. It was hard on the heart. And then it's confusing. Like, I've never wanted my baby to be able to communicate with me more. Like, what's going on? Like, does your tummy hurt? Do you have a cold? Does your throat hurt? Like, you just want to know so you can fix it. And they can't tell you. And so it's just so frustrating. All that to say, I do think she's going to be okay. She's super energetic. It's not like she's lethargic or anything. She's just not as, like, she was really hungry last night. And then this morning, she's not hungry. And so it's just, it's confusing. It's confusing and it's not a one size fits all thing. And so, yeah.
And the refusing food, by the way, I remember calling my pediatrician about that. And he was like, listen, if your kid is hungry, they're going to eat. Don't worry. You're not going to starve them. Just offer them food, offer them the bottle. And when they're hungry, they will eat. It won't get to a point where they're like starving themselves. And, you know, so just don't worry about it is what he told me.
Okay.
So
that's sort of what they told me too. I have a really quick part too. And that is that I've started wearing my belly band again.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because, I mean, the bump is bumping, but it's so hard to like constantly be picking up your child while you're pregnant and while you're smack in the middle of like, we're right in the middle of the pregnancy now, like we're at the halfway point. And my back like starts hurting and I'm like, am I pregnant? Do I need more support? Like, what is going on? So the belly band is fully back in action.
You know, don't be a hero. Like, who? What are we trying to prove?
It's so unsexy. Like the other day I had a maxi dress on and I literally lifted up the maxi dress to like put the bump band around me. And Jason was looking at me like, what's going on?
It's sexy, Jason. It's sexy. She's carrying your baby. We need a little extra love and care in the bump. I never did a bump band.
Wow.
I think you and I carry the bump different.
We do, because I have a shorter torso than you do.
And mine's super long. So it's like, you know, my bump kind of spreads out and yours is just like this real cute little basketball, you know?
It's like such a bump and it just feels like the pressure. Ugh.
Well, and after a C-section, don't you have to wear those bands around your waist anyway?
For recovery, they say you can. It's never like mandatory, but I ended up doing that just for relief. And then, the high-waisted thongs. That was a fun.
Girl, how about those scented Depends adult diapers that they make pink and put a purple bow on? I was like, who at the Depends HQ decided we need these to look cute? Because I'm not trying to seduce my husband in these diapers. Let me tell you right now. So they just make them ugly and beige.
The lingering smell of those is like still sits with me, but don't you feel like they're somewhat more comfortable than what they give you at the hospital? Because for me, what they gave me at the hospital was an effing giant pad and these weird brief, like, I don't even know what they were, like spandex brief things, like white with like a gray and a green stripe around them. And then the pad. And I was like, this is horrific on every level.
Yeah. They're mesh.
Yeah. And got
it's
me
like gauze underwear that you put a pad in. It's amazing. I had no idea I was going to be in a diaper for 6 weeks. No idea.
And the smell, it's not a horrible smell. Like they're scented, but why? We have to do it again.
So soon. Speaking of sexy, I have two updates as well. One, I never during my pregnancy with Dylan needed Andrew to assist with shaving my legs, but he is shaving my legs. We have entered that stage. We like to shower together. And I was just like, listen, we can't both be in here and me bend over and shave my legs. And he's like, I'll do it. Did a very nice job, I must say. He did cut behind both my ankles, but it's a tricky spot. I cut there too. It's fine. He now wants to, is he going to kill me? He thinks it will be sexy to shave my lady bits.
So than wax though.
Totally. Yeah. I told him he just needs to be extra careful, but he's like, this will be fun. It's like kind of a sec. He's probably going to kill me, but he's like,
you know what? Good for you guys. That,
I know.
Me and Jason doing that is like traumatizing to me.
I know. I'm like, I kind of,
that is not what I want to be doing while pregnant. So good for you guys. I'm all here for it. And I want to know how that goes.
So that's one. So that's the next adventure. Cause you know, I had a wax however long ago it was, which we discussed on this podcast, and soon it will be time for another. And instead we're going to venture into the world of him shaving my lady bits. So stay tuned for that. I really hope my mother-in-law is not listening to this, but there's that. The next update, and I know all moms can relate, or all pregnant women can relate. Frankly, all people can probably relate to this these days. The internet is a very dangerous place.
Yeah.
I fell down a rabbit hole last night on TikTok. I've been very excited about this solar eclipse. Like,
what is with the solar eclipse? Why are people like throwing parties? They're all flying to Ohio. Do people not have better things? It's cool. I don't get it. Sorry.
I mean, it's just, it's same, but I'm here for anything that gives us a reason to be excited. Okay. I just am easily an excited person. So I'm like, cool, let's be excited about this. To be honest, I don't really know. I just know it's not going to happen for another like 2044 or something like that. Now I'm not excited because I fell into a hole on TikTok about how the solar eclipse in many cultures is a bad omen for pregnant women and how pregnant women should stay indoors on the day of a solar eclipse and how it can cause early miscarriage. By the way, I have since debunked all of this through, like, science does not back this up, but there are many cultures that suggest if your baby is born in or around a solar eclipse, they'll be born with birth defects and birthmarks, that it can cause premature labor, that it can cause miscarriage. I was like, is this for real? And I'm in such a vulnerable place that I was like, up in the middle of the night, literally at 3 a.m., like, do I need to stay inside? And it's like, in these cultures, it's like, wear red on that day. It was like all these things. So I'm scared to leave my house today.
Hearing you say all this stuff, it is scary, because now I'm like, oh my gosh, do I also need to stay indoors? But then I'm also like, people say crap about everything. There's always a naysayer, someone who, like, I don't know, thinks the world is ending because XYZ is happening. And it's like, at what point does that become unhealthy and also just like unrealistic?
One of my best friends, Melissa, she has three kids. She had them back to back. She is a fucking badass. Like, when I'm in her house watching her mother, I'm like, this is goals. She's incredible. I could go on and on. But all this to say, her mentality is that she wants to be a 1970s mom. She wants to raise her children as if she's in the 70s, as if she doesn't have access to internet. She wants to trust her intuition and her gut above everything else. And I'm like, that's so brilliant, because you can find anything you want to support your fears. Yeah. The internet's just a dark place. And I think in parenthood, your heart and your gut is just like the most important thing you have. And then leaning on your mama community, like when you were saying Kaya had a fever. I remember when Dylan had a fever. I have a group of moms that live in LA that are some of my best friends, and we just go back and forth about everything. By the way, we have started a group on Facebook. That's the Between Us Moms Facebook group. And we hope that that can be a place where you can post your questions, your thoughts, you can vent, you can talk about whatever, and other mamas can weigh in, give you helpful advice, love on you, whatever you need. We're already finding that it's a great place for that. So find us, we'll let you in. It's a private group, so it's safe. People can't see what you're saying there, and we will keep it loving. Yes. If you are not loving, you're out. So,
and please invite your friends to also join.
Yeah, we want it to be an epic mama community. But I think,
man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is time we dive into the tea, shall we?
We shall. Okay, I really like this story. Kourtney Kardashian is currently vacationing with her sisters, Khloe and Kim, in Turks and Caicos. She and her husband, Travis Barker, welcomed their son, Rocky, together in November. And while she's there, like, living this glamorous life, poking fun of Kim in the earring and the ocean moment, she got really candid about her postpartum journey. And I loved the message that she posted to her Instagram story to fellow moms. She said, "Dear new mommies, your body is beautiful at all stages. During pregnancy, as we are glowing and growing, postpartum, as we are healing and shrinking, and then that period I find the hardest as our bodies are still adjusting." She noted that breastfeeding moms have even more to handle when it comes to their changing bodies, saying that's a whole other part of it. And then she said the pressure put on us to bounce back when everything is new and different isn't realistic. She ended the story by saying, "You are beautiful, just a little reminder for me too." Mm-hmm. And I so related to that because everyone's postpartum journey is so different and your body does change so much during pregnancy and after pregnancy because you grew life, like you grew a child inside of you and you are healing and then you are shrinking. And then I think for breastfeeding, they always say like, "Oh, you lose so much weight breastfeeding." I was the opposite. I just wasn't someone who like dropped it instantly. And I feel like when I finally was starting to get back to myself is when I got pregnant again. Ain't that funny? And so I loved her reminder. What did you think?
I think more famous people need to share this message because they have a platform to do it. They also have incredible access. They're privileged. They have wealth. They have all the resources any new mom could ever want. So when we see these women who are in the public eye, who are bouncing back so fast, we forget that's not the every woman's journey. And it's really unhealthy to think that our journey is going to be the same as Kourtney Kardashian's. So while she might have nannies to watch the baby while she works out and personal trainers and dietitians and personal chefs and all the things, you know, night nurses, all the things that any one of us would die to have, you know, we're working on a different timetable with different resources, and showing yourself grace is so important. And I think that women who are in the public eye really need to be more candid about it and more loving and more transparent about that. So I love that she shared this message. She's also older than she was when she had her three children with Scott Disick. So that postpartum journey, from what I've heard and what I'm sure I'm going to experience, is just different when you're older. I'm almost 40. I lost the weight very quickly with Dylan, but I was similar to you where I was famished. Like I was eating 4 or 5 people during my breastfeeding journey.
Yeah.
I was starving. So I didn't lose weight until after that, but I'm winded, by the way. I just feel like that's important to share because I'm in my third trimester and talking is hard. But yeah, I just think, you know, I'm about to be 40. So I'm curious to see what this postpartum experience is going to be like. But I want to be really gentle with myself and just allow myself the time it takes to get back to a healthy place and have no expectation of being the same that I was before.
Yeah, I told Jason the same thing. I was like, I think I'm going to be more graceful I'm going to show myself more grace this time because I was so hard on myself the first time because I was frustrated. I was like, why aren't I dropping this weight? Like I'm feeding our child. The OB said, you know, you burn X amount of calories while you're breastfeeding. And I was like, why is this not happening? Like I was like crying, like upset. And I think this time I'm just you know, if that's what my body needs to do to like feed our child, I need to just accept it and remember that I will get back to myself, but just not right away.
Yeah. We got to talk about Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm obsessed with this. I totally subscribe to her theory. She appeared on this week's episode of Ruthie's Table for Four podcast and told the host that when she was growing up, she was never allowed to have any kind of sugar in her house. So when she moved out, all she wanted to do was like go nuts and have, you know, all the sweets and all the junk food. And she doesn't want her kids to have that same relationship with food. She has three children, 21-year-old son James, and then 14-year-old twin daughters Tabitha and Marion with her hubby Matthew Broderick. And she said, quote, "In our house, we have cookies, we have cake, we have everything. And I think as a result, you kind of have a healthier relationship. And my daughters will have the figures they have, and hopefully they'll be healthy. I didn't want them to have a relationship with food that was antagonistic, or they felt like this was their enemy and that they were going to have to sort of like stake out a position with food." I love that. And I actually feel the same way about alcohol. Because I grew up in a house where my parents said to me, "We trust you. We love you. We have the kind of relationship where if, you know," they weren't dumb. They knew that all my friends were drinking in high school, but they said, "If you're going to do it, we want you to be honest with us. We want to be there for you. We want to be the person you call if you need a ride. We want you to make good choices." And it never was taboo for me. So I didn't drink in high school. And it's like if you grow up with a pantry that's full of healthy options and junk food, and you kind of just don't make anything off limits, you kind of foster this really great environment where your kids get to choose for themselves. And I think more often than not, they're making healthier choices. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. We grew up very similarly to you, and especially like in terms of food, nothing was ever off limits. My mom never ever made comments. If anything, she was like, and not that this is like super healthy, but we all played sports all the time and we had a million schedules, and I ran track and played soccer and I was a cheerleader. Like I did so much that she was always like, "Do you want McDonald's for dinner? Do you want pasta for dinner?" Because she wanted me to have those carbs to like replenish myself, especially before big soccer games. Like I played all-star soccer. I was on a tournament team. And so if anything, I feel like they encouraged me to eat food. And it makes me so sad because I know friends that have had eating disorders and their parents weren't like that. And their
Yeah.
parents were constantly making comments like, "Oh, are you sure you want to eat that?" And I feel like as they got older, they looked at food as almost like a reward. Like it was like a reward system of like, "Ooh, I worked out so I can have XYZ." And I feel like that's such an unhealthy way to think about food. Like we need food. We have to have food to like nourish ourselves. And I think I'm gonna do the same thing with our kids. Like, yeah, we're probably gonna have cookies and we're gonna bake together and we're gonna like I just think that's an important part of childhood, first of all. And I just don't ever want them to think about food negatively. And I already think we have an uphill battle enough with social media and what
For
that
sure.
perpetuates.
100%.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, it is time for OMG of the week. This one really did make me say OMG when I saw all these headlines. A teacher in Ohio is facing termination after she allegedly took 2 sick days from work to attend an out-of-state concert. Her name is Eileen Washburn, and she reportedly, quote, refused to answer questions about her whereabouts or specifics on her alleged need for sick time during a pre-disciplinary meeting. According to the school district records, Lakota West High School put her on unpaid leave. The school board noted in a copy of its resolution that she falsified sick leave and that she then told colleagues she was attending a show in Nashville. I feel like it's important to note that she's worked as a varsity softball coach, a student government advisor, a yearbook advisor. She's also a mom of two. I have a lot to say.
So oh my God. Me too.
I'm like so mad.
Me too. My mom is a retired teacher. My sister's a teacher. Let me just start by saying they are saints. You think you're tired after a weekend day hanging out with your toddler? Imagine having a room full of sassy kids. I'm sorry. They're not paid enough. They're not appreciated enough. Take all the sick days you want, sis. I go live your concert life. Where she fucked up was telling people what she was doing. I just think teachers deserve the world. We have a complete crisis in our education system, and it's only going to get worse. And it's things like this that are making teachers leave in droves. So if you're a teacher and you're listening to this, I just want to give you your flowers. You are everything. And yeah. To this woman, if there is a petition going around to help you keep your job, I'll be the first one to sign it.
Same. My mom is also a teacher, and this is so infuriating to me because teachers work their butts off. And I also think this goes more than just teachers. Why are companies treating good employees like crap? This woman is a student government advisor. She's like a varsity softball coach, a yearbook advisor. Like, she's going above and beyond in her role at this school. She's been there for almost 10 years. She's a mom. Let her use her days off to do what she wants to do without the fear of losing her job. Like, I just feel like this is a bad way for companies to run businesses, for school districts to run schools, is like instilling fear in the employees. Like, that is such a way to hurt morale. And yeah, like you said, make people not want to be teachers. And we need good teachers more than ever right now. Like, there is such a need for that. And I really feel for this woman. I'm sure she's like anxious right now and scared. And I just think if you know that she's a good employee, especially, like, I'm sorry that she didn't tell you what she was actually doing, but she was using those days off that she had off. Like, she was using sick days. That's why they should really call them mental health days. To go see a concert, like, who cares?
Yeah. Vito, hate it, OMG. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to end things on a lighter note, we're going to go to a mama we love this week. It's Chrissy Teigen, who's keeping it real on social media. She shared pics from a recent family vacation in Thailand, including one where she's wearing this black bikini. Moms were sprinting to the comments to praise her for not photoshopping. They said, "Thank you for posting an honest, real pic of a normal mom body. You look amazing. So many of us moms are too self-conscious about our postpartum bodies and worry how it looks. But looking at you, I understand it looks beautiful." Another person said, "You're absolutely stunning," saying, "Thank you. I can see you didn't filter like many do, and I applaud you because you look gorgeous." Another said, "Imagine if all the most beautiful women in the world shared unedited pictures on social media. That's the world I want my little girl growing up in. Thank you, Chrissy." And this goes back to the Kourtney Kardashian of it all. You know, let's be real. Chrissy is still extremely lean. She still has all the resources in the world, but she's someone who's always kept it real. She's talked about her plastic surgery. She has talked to the Today Show after she gave birth to Luna about all the resources she had as a celebrity to help her bounce back. But I do think it is important that these women, all women, me and you, you know, Sally down the road, like, I think we all just need to keep it real and stop filtering for the sake of our daughters.
I looked at this picture and I was like, thank you, Chrissy. Yes, she looks beautiful. Yes, she is a model. Yes, like you said, she has all these resources. But the fact that you could tell she didn't retouch anything on her. And that is what a mom body looks like. Like, you grew life. I'm just so grateful for that, because I look at so many other moms and even people that I know that have become moms that like went and got, you know, surgery or liposuction or whatever it is, and they fully edit their pictures, and it makes me feel like crap because I'm like, I'm not like that. Like, I'm just not. And it made me feel like less alone in a weird way.
Yeah.
And so I agree with you. We all need to like stop filtering, stop like hiding what our bodies actually look like, and promote how beautiful they are, especially postpartum. Yeah. Things are different. Yeah. Accept it, love it. That's the way it goes.
I used to filter like crazy. Not anymore. Ever since I had Dylan, I won't do it. I won't touch my pictures. I want her to know what a real woman looks like. Totally. And I want her to have a healthy view. So
amen to that.
Amen. You guys, thank you so much for spending time with us. We love you. You are the mamas we love. And we look forward to talking to you again on Friday. Motherhood is a sisterhood, and don't you forget it.